In the cozy suburban town of Cedar Grove, the Clark family eagerly prepared for their annual Christmas celebration. The family consisted of Linda Clark, a warm and caring mother, her husband Stephen, a hardworking accountant, and their two children, Mia, 12, and Evan, 9. The Clarks were known for their cheerful holiday spirit and their beautifully decorated home. On Christmas morning, as they gathered around the tree to open gifts, they found an elegantly wrapped present with no tag. Its wrapping paper shimmered with a strange, almost hypnotic pattern, and a beautiful, intricate bow adorned the top. Intrigued yet slightly uneasy, they set the gift aside to open last. As the day progressed, the family began to experience unexplainable occurrences. Doors would open and close on their own. Cold drafts filled the house, and a faint, unsettling melody seemed to emanate from the vicinity of the unopened gift. That night, Mia and Evan claimed they heard whispers coming from the living room. Linda, trying to reassure her children, suggested it was just the wind. But inside, she felt a growing sense of dread regarding the mysterious gift. The next day, Linda decided to investigate the gift's origin. She asked neighbors and called relatives, but no one claimed responsibility for it. Her curiosity turned to alarm when she realized that small objects around the house were moving inexplicably, always ending up near the unopened gift. As the haunting phenomena intensified, the family felt a malevolent presence growing in their home. The air around the gift grew colder, and shadows seemed to cling to it. Linda proposed they get rid of it, but Stephen, skeptical of the supernatural, dismissed her concerns. On the third night, a terrible storm hit Cedar Grove. The power went out, plunging the house into darkness. In the flickering candlelight, the family huddled together, when suddenly they heard a loud thump from the living room. Armed with a flashlight, Stephen went to investigate. As he approached the gift, he felt an overwhelming sense of malice emanating from it. The wrapping paper seemed to move, swirling with an otherworldly light. Overcome with fear, Stephen attempted to remove the gift from the house. As he touched it, the gift unleashed its true horror. The room twisted around him, the walls seeming to melt into shadow. From the box, a dark, spectral figure emerged, its form shifting and contorting. It let out a deafening, inhuman scream, filling the house with terror. Linda and the children, hearing the commotion, rushed to the living room, only to find Stephen lying motionless on the floor, his face frozen in an expression of absolute terror. The gift lay beside him, still unopened, its presence more menacing than ever. In a panic, Linda grabbed the children and fled the house, seeking refuge with neighbors. As they left, they saw the spectral figure standing in the window, watching them with hollow, soulless eyes. The Clark house was abandoned after that night, standing as a grim reminder of the unopened gift's curse. The gift remained inside, an object of malevolent power, waiting for its next victim.
There's a lot on the line in a divorce. Your home, savings, maybe even your kids. So when you find yourself facing divorce and the unexpected directions it can take, you need a partner you can count on. I'm Rick Julius, a partner at Cordell & Cordell. Don't let divorce take more than it has to.
Schedule an appointment with one of our Missouri or Illinois attorneys. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements. 600 Kelwood Parkway, Suite 310, Town & Country, Missouri, 63017. Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. CordellCordell.com.
In the midst of a harsh winter, the small, remote village of Pinecrest was preparing for a subdued Christmas. Among the villagers was Eleanor Harding, a 27-year-old school teacher known for her compassionate nature and love for Pinecrest's traditions. This year, however, a sense of unease overshadowed the festive preparations. As Christmas Eve approached, Eleanor noticed an unusual quietness settling over the village. The streets, usually bustling with activity, were eerily deserted. The villagers, normally friendly and open, were withdrawn, their conversations hushed and anxious. That night, As Eleanor settled into her quaint cottage on the outskirts of the village, she heard the faint sound of a choir. The melody was hauntingly beautiful but filled with sorrow. Venturing outside, she followed the sound to the village's old, abandoned church. The church, long unused and partly in ruins, stood silhouetted against the moonlit sky. As Eleanor approached, the choir's singing grew louder, more insistent. Pushing open the heavy wooden doors, she stepped inside. The interior of the church was shrouded in darkness, save for a faint, ghostly light emanating from the altar. There, Eleanor saw the spectral figures of a congregation, their faces forlorn, their eyes empty. They continued to sing, their voices a chilling echo of a long-lost past. Eleanor, both terrified and mesmerized, realized these were the spirits of Pinecrest's ancestors. As she listened, the spirit's song told a tragic tale of a Christmas long ago, when a terrible blizzard had struck the village, trapping the congregation in the church. Unable to escape, they had succumbed to the cold, their final moments spent in song and prayer. The spirits, bound to the church by their untimely deaths, were reliving their last night every Christmas Eve, a haunting reenactment of their tragedy. Eleanor felt a deep sadness for their fate, but as she turned to leave, the spirits' demeanor changed. Their sorrow turned to anger, their faces twisted in anguish. They blamed Eleanor and the living villagers for forgetting them, for letting the church and their memory fall into ruin. The spectral figures advanced towards her, their hands reaching out, their voices rising in a terrifying crescendo. In a panic, Eleanor fled the church, the spirits' wails following her into the night. She ran through the snow-covered streets, the ghostly choir echoing through the village. As she reached her cottage, she looked back to see the spirits emerging from the church, spreading out into the village. That night, Pinecrest was enveloped in a nightmare. The spirits, seeking retribution for their forgotten tragedy, haunted the villagers' homes, their wails and whispers filling the air. Eleanor, barricaded in her cottage, could only listen in horror as the village succumbed to the spirits' wrath. By morning, the spirits had vanished, but the village of Pinecrest was forever changed. Houses stood empty, their occupants driven away by fear. The church remained a cursed monument, its ruins a reminder of the tragedy that had befallen the village. Eleanor left Pinecrest soon after, the memories of that silent, haunting night etched in her mind. The tale of the haunted church and the forgotten tragedy became a chilling legend, a stark reminder of the past's lingering ghosts and the sorrow that can haunt even the most silent of nights. On the edge of a dense forest, shrouded in mist and forgotten by time, lay the small town of Eldridge Hollow. Richard Adams, a 32-year-old journalist known for his interest in the obscure, was drawn to Eldridge Hollow to report on its unique Christmas traditions. Richard, with his keen eye for detail, short, neatly combed hair, and a sense of adventure, ventured into the town expecting quaint customs and folklore. As he arrived, Eldridge Hollow appeared frozen in time, its architecture a throwback to centuries past. The townspeople were preparing for Christmas, decorating their homes and streets with a fervor that seemed excessive for such a small place. What struck Richard as odd was the repetitive nature of their actions, as if they were following a well-rehearsed script. The first night in Eldridge Hollow, Richard stayed at the only inn in town, run by an elderly couple, Mr. and Mrs. Goodwin. The Goodwins were hospitable, yet there was a weariness in their eyes, a fatigue that seemed more than just the toll of age. As Richard explored the town, he noticed peculiarities. The same decorations were put up and taken down, only to be put up again. The townspeople's conversations were stilted, rehearsed. He started to feel an invisible weight in the air, a sense of unease that permeated the town. Digging deeper, Richard learned of a chilling legend. The town was cursed to relive the same Christmas day over and over. This curse was said to be the result of a pact made by the town's ancestors, with a mysterious entity that granted them eternal peace in exchange for their eternal servitude. Realizing the gravity of the situation, Richard attempted to leave Eldridge Hollow, only to find himself inexplicably looping back to the town center. It was as if the town itself was a trap, keeping him ensnared in its timeless loop. On Christmas Day, as the townspeople gathered in the main square for a celebration, the air crackled with a strange energy. The entity behind the curse revealed itself, a spectral figure, shrouded in a cloak of shadows, its presence both mesmerizing and terrifying. The entity, seeing Richard as an outsider, decided to make him a part of the town's perpetual knowle. As the townspeople chanted in a trance-like state, Richard felt himself being pulled into the curse, his memories beginning to fade, replaced by those of Eldridge Hollow's endless Christmas. In a final act of defiance, Richard recorded a message on his phone, detailing the town's curse and his discoveries, hoping that it would somehow break through the loop and reach the outside world. The story ends with a group of hikers finding Richard's phone in the forest, the video being the only evidence of his visit to the bizarre, timeless town of Eldridge Hollow. The town itself remains hidden, reliving its knoll in the Forgotten Town, with Richard now a part of its eerie tradition.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.